And I think you know about what we're about to see, this amazing creation between Zoe and Leo. That is, it's absolutely mind-blowing. We are so blessed with the talent in our family. Oh, my gosh. So let's have Zoe and Leo take it away, and then I want to hear what you have to impart to us today, because I adore you.
I adore you, too.
See you on the flip.
Lady of New York, happy Halloween. So this little song that we're about to play for you, Britt wanted me to give you a little background on where it all came from. So when I was a little girl, my sister used to love to tease me, and I was afraid of witches. So she made up this little song that she used to sing at night to me, and because we had windows surrounding our whole bed, and it was very scary for me as a little girl. And I was afraid of witches, so she would sing, "The witch just peeked in the window, in the window, in that window." And, you know, of course, years later, we laughed about it. And she hates that I tell people that story, that how mean she was to me, because she's very nice to me now. But anyway, fast forward a few years ago, I decided to make that little ditty into an actual song. So the song, I decided to make it about facing your fears, and like the witches being my fear. So here it is. And thank you, Leo Denault, for your amazing, just your passion and your creativity. I'm so excited to have this little song brought to life by you and your magic. So here goes. Happy Halloween, everybody.
The witch just peeked in the window, in the window, in that window. The witch just peeked in the window, in that window. Don't fear the witches, don't let them tear you apart. No matter your dreams or how crazy they seem, girl, you gotta stay true to your heart. Don't be discouraged if things don't turn out like you planned. There's always a way at the start of each day to begin it all over again. There's so much magic if you're willing to look inside. Just kick your heels up and get on your broom and ride. 'Cause the witch just peeked in the window, in the window, in that window. The witch just peeked in the window, in that window. Fly high above it, don't let old doubt drag you down. Just cast out a spell to climb out of your hell and believe you can turn it around. There's so much out there if you're willing to take a try. Just kick those heels up and get on your broom and fly. 'Cause the witch just peeked in the window, in that window. The witch just peeked in the window, in that window.
I have seen that so many times. Leo sent it to me. Do you know what he said to me, you guys? So much magic. Creating Zoe, thank you. And your sister, thank you. Look at this creative team, this God team that we are, each of us, given. So I was like texting with Leo and I said, what? You created that? Just like, bam. And he said, yeah, in my bedroom with a green screen. Just like, yes. Thank you, God. Amazing. So happy Halloween by whatever name. This is a holiday that's celebrated in our hearts and our minds in many different ways, and it's changed throughout the years. I want to look at some of the lyrics again that Zoe wrote for this song that her sister encouraged her to create. No matter your dreams or how crazy they seem, girl, you gotta stay true to your heart. And don't be discouraged. If things don't turn out like you planned, there's always a way at the start of each day to begin all over again. Just cast out a spell to climb out of your hell and believe you can turn it around. Just kick up your heels and get on your broom and fly. I think, you know, I think there actually is a scripture that is in the Bible, and Jesus said this, that speaks to this. I mean, he was all about us flying high above whatever is going on in the earth plane, the trials and tribulations, the witches that we're afraid of, no matter how they're disguised in our lives. And they come disguised in a lot of different ways. Jesus said, I got on his broom, apparently. If I be lifted up, right, will draw all men unto me, all women unto me, all children unto me, all circumstances. And that includes the witches, quote unquote. Those things that you and I are afraid of. I was raised in unity with the acronym FEAR, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's the disguises that we put on sometimes when we're not our authentic selves. And layer by layer, life peels all those costumes away, and we find out, oh, I really am the light of Christ. I really am the living light. So what I look at, what I focus on, gets shown up in more brightly in my life. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 26, Jesus says, why are you so fearful? Oh, you of little faith. It's not that we don't have the faith, it's that we're just choosing to put our faith in things that sometimes, like those, we want to get, you know, we want to get scared. We want to have that adrenaline flow, right? And it's really excitement that we love. And it changes from the childish things that we do to more childlike things, because we're always children of the divine. So he said, why are you fearful, oh, you of little faith? And then he arose, right? He got up on his broom and rose up above it and rebuked the winds and the sea. And what happened? There was a great calm. There is a peace that underlies all things, and it's within you and within me. It's how we respond. We're going to keep reacting to things. So Halloween can be scary. I mean, I remember when I was really little, the child in us actually kind of loves to be scared because of that. But hey, it's just a witch, quote unquote, some kind of fear peeking in your window to see how you'll respond. It's kind of a way of checking in with ourselves to see where we are in our ongoing evolution, right? Reverend Greg Coles and John McMahon have been staying here at my house, and because he's at Unity of Naples today speaking and did a board retreat. But anyway, I showed Zoe's and Leo's wonderful, the witch picked into your window. I showed it to them last night, and Greg Coles said, yep, we're here to address the witches, the things that appear, the human shenanigans and the earthly things that take place. But when you and I dress up, we're choosing who and what we want to be. How do we want to appear in our lives? I remember when I was little, I used to get scared just at the idea, and it was like, we called it scared, but it was, you know, like, oh, like this, just to get costumed up, just to choose what I wanted to be. I mean, I still, on any daily basis, I can sometimes put on two or three different things, you know, to choose how I want to look that day, to choose how I'm going to carry my energy that day. But when it's time to trick or treat, that was like you were going to go out. You were going to step out of the house into public, dressed as something, and present yourself in the world. I ran across something that's kind of silly. It says, do you know how you're too old to trick or treat? You're too old to trick or treat when you have to have somebody else chew your candy for you. You're too old to trick or treat when somebody puts a full-size candy bar in your bag and it makes you fall over. You're too old to trick or treat when you want to say, do you have any raisins or prunes that you could give me instead of the hard candy? You're too old to trick or treat. Oh, you're too old to trick or treat when you get to the door and you yell, trick! And you can't remember the or treat part, right? You're too old to trick or treat. Well, I don't think we're ever too old to trick or treat. It's that we get to choose. Are we going to trick ourselves, or are we actually going to take responsibility for presenting as we want to present in the world? And how would that feel? And what could we do in this moment to be able to set ourselves up, to dress ourselves up so that we can feel like that? Do we want to go through that? Because life can be scary in and of itself. We don't have to make stuff up. It can be scary enough. There's been a lot of news. You've probably seen news, whether you're in New York or wherever in the world you are, when you watch this beautiful service today. You've probably seen news and images of how badly this part, I'm in Naples, Florida, how badly Naples, Florida, which was on the south end of this counterclockwise Hurricane Ian that hit, the eye of the storm made landfall 45 minutes above my house, north of my house. My house was not affected except that I had a huge flood in my backyard. Actually had the first time I'd ever had a lake back there. The next day there were ducks and floating around and enjoying themselves in my backyard. That had never happened. During the storm, it was pretty quiet here. I had put hurricane windows up during the pandemic, and so my dog and Angel and I were in a very quiet space watching the grass absolutely flushed to the ground and the trees in the back in my woods just going, whoa, going crazy. And I had this thought, oh, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot going on and I don't know what the aftermath is going to be, but it would be nice to have some family here. And within 10, 15 minutes, there was a knock on my door. And one of my dearest friends here is from the Netherlands, and it was Yvonne and her husband, who's from Guatemala, and his niece visiting from Guatemala. And the three of them were standing there looking like deer in the headlights. And she just fell into my arms and she said, our house just went under. Within 8 minutes, the water reached the front door, and within 8 minutes, they had a foot and a half, and they had to get their truck and car out of the space they were in, or it would have completely filled. They had already gone up into the car. And so they jumped in and drove here. They thought, where do we go? And they immediately, thank God, thought of me, because they, like family, came into my home. We had no electricity for days and days. And so the four of us would stand around this little tiny Bunsen burner thing. It was a little Sterno can that they had brought, a really tiny little thing. It was a flame about this big. And I put a little pot of water on top of it. And we'd all stand around watching the water so we could have a little cup of coffee or a little hot chocolate. And it was so comforting to be with each other through this. Did they have a mess to clean up? Yes. Do we have messes to clean up in our lives? Yes, sometimes. Do things that we've created and collected get flooded out? Yes. This is a temporal world, and some of this can appear, and it can cause us to really, really be scared. Another acronym for fear is forgetting everything's all right. So when you and I see a witch at our window, whatever that thing is that's causing us to feel like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, It's a time for us to remember to dress up our consciousness, right? To allow ourselves to breathe, because I mean, that informs every cell. It gives us clarity, focus, ease, and grace so that we can move through whatever it is we have to move through. We will move through it because no matter what it is, it came to pass, right? So just to stop being so fascinated by the news. And I've noticed that since Hurricane Ian, there have been articles that I want to pay attention to. This one out of the Naples Daily News particularly got my interest. It's about a couple who are living, Lee Pickett and his wife, Pat, who had, and he's 84 and she's 83, and they've been together for 64 years. It says they were outside their mobile home in San Carlos Island in Fort Myers Beach, and it was clogged with furniture that was left asunder by the water that rose to their chins, 83 and 84. And in this article, Pat's noticing that her husband Lee's, Les's hair is a little long, and she says, "You look terrible." And he looks at her and says, "What are you gonna do about it?" So she pulls up a stool in the midst of all this wreckage. She gets out her scissors and comb and she cuts his hair. It had been weeks and weeks since it had a haircut. And she said, "How does that feel?" And Les smiles and says, "Good, thank you, super, super." It was a moment of normalcy, it says in the article. They prayed a lot during the storm. Said Pat, "God just said, have patience. This too shall pass." The water in their home stayed really high for 5 or 6 hours, but then the rescuers came and they couldn't stop trembling. They noticed that about each other. And Les says of that experience, and that was almost 4 weeks ago now, it's just a good world, and we're still living it, in it. It's still a good world, and we're living in it. These witches, these things, they come into our lives so that our faith will rise up. So we'll be able to aim our faith, right? Because faith, it disarms us, all the disguises. It increases our ability to deal with what's going on in front of us and to meet those needs. 1 Corinthians speaks to it. It's just an amazing thing. And notice, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Our 1 Corinthians 13, it's known as the scripture that's sort of the definitive scripture about love, but it also has this thing about a mirror. Like when we look in a mirror darkly or dimly, we don't see the whole picture. You know, it says in it, it says, "When I was a child," which means when I was childish, "I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I did childish stuff." We could all raise our hands on that. "And then I grew. I put away childish things. I remember when I was little, I thought there were alligators under my bed." And I could so relate to Zoe because I had a bedroom all by myself. I was the only girl. And there were windows on every side. There was a tree that used to click on the window, and I too thought there were witches. I remember standing in such a way when I would leap onto my bed, believing those alligators would come out. And then there came a day when there weren't any alligators anymore. Why? Because I didn't think there were alligators. I let go that childish belief. You and I have stuff to move through, and we can do so. Life gets just like a holy mess. One of the things that happened after we'd gotten our electricity back and our internet back, but our water cut off in the second week, and the president of the church I used to be senior minister of, Unity of Naples, came over to bring water for us, because 20 of the days since the hurricane, I've had people staying. I had another group of five who came in, and all their houses had gone under and all their cars that were lost. But we were all staying there, and so he brought us water. And he said something interesting, which is a story I think we all have told ourselves. I'm sure we learned it somewhere. And he said, "Yeah, it's really a shame, isn't it? I mean, it's too bad that it takes something like this, like a disaster, for us to show up as kind and wonderful people. And I looked at him and I said, oh, Mark, I don't believe that at all. Our very nature is kind and wonderful. We're made in the image and likeness of love. And yes, we talk about it more when there's a disaster, but this is how we respond. We are always kind. We are always considerate, unless something outside us has taught us otherwise, unless there's been some kind of witch peeking in our windows that has convinced us otherwise. The truth always rises to the top. And it's at times like this that we notice, and he's like, it really gave him pause. In fact, I saw something he wrote about on Facebook later saying that it really, he had this awareness of the humanitarian nature of mankind, of humankind, of womankind, of childlike kindness that's within each and every one of us. It's that part of you that Jesus took onto his lap. It's that part of me that Jesus took onto his lap and said, be like this. Live in childlike wonder and don't be afraid. In 1 John, the beautiful scripture around this is, perfect love casts out fear. We move from that sympathetic knee-jerk reaction that wants to freeze or fight or fawn to make our way out of something that alarms us into the parasympathetic, the parasympathetic, the parachuting part that lifts up our sympathetic reaction into a response that is to feel whatever you're feeling and to heal and to rest in that moment and simply digest what's going on, because there will be a new day. You'll see every day there's a new day and you'll begin again if you just allow yourself to know that when the witch peeks into the window. Hannah More Hoskins wrote the prayer of faith. And it was put into a song. We used to sing it all the time, the Wings of Song, when I was growing up. It's so simple and beautiful. God is your help in every need. God does your every hunger feed. God walks beside you and is guiding your way through every moment of every day. So no matter what it is you're moving through, beloved, and I know there's stuff you're moving through, today's a day to remember just to dress your consciousness up. Allow yourself to be strong. Allow yourself to know that this too shall pass and you're getting through it just the right way for you and your soul's growth. So let's move into a time of meditation. Let's pay attention with each other and lift up above the clouds and really get a different vantage point on our moments of this life, right here, right now. And so, beloved, if you're comfortable doing so, I invite you to close your eyes in this time. Just close your outer eyes. And as you do so, it's not to block out what's going on in your life at all. Simply to have an inward glance to the love of God that's traveling through you at God's speed, giving you all the love and all the joy, all the strength and all the courage that you need. For you are brave beyond knowing, blessed immeasurably. Whether you can see that or not in this moment, that's true. And when you and I know the truth, when you know the truth for you, you're set free. That's what it is to face our fears. To remember, that's just a witch peeking into my life, an opportunity for me to see clearly. And so I invite you to slow down in this moment. You might want to sit really erect, whatever that is for you, and put your hands perhaps open and receptive on your lap of luxury. Perhaps you want to put your palms down onto maybe a part of your body that is asking for healing. I don't know. perhaps on your heart, so that you remember to go forward, heart akimbo. You know, God is with you every breath of the way. And if you allow my voice to be the voice of the divine in you, oh, here I am, Lord. Here I am, just giving myself to you. I ask that you lift me up in this time, because I've been concerned. I've been thinking about things that I really have done everything I can do about. I've been thinking about what else I can do. And I just ask in this time that you guide me. I'm so grateful that you're here constantly as my inner positioning system, a guidance system that gives me the ability to rise up. So lift me up, Lord, in this time. And as you lift me up, I'm so grateful to know that others are lifted up as well. Because I have family and I have friends who are going through stuff. And in this time of meditation, I give them to you. I give myself to you. I would align my inward thinking. I would even align my time of no thought. When I enter into quiet in this meditation, I just give that all into your loving care. Immerse me now. Costume me so that I might entertain a field of pure possibility. And with eyes closed and heart open, just allow you to breathe me, breathing you, breathing me, in quiet now, in silence. Let me remember. Thank you, God, for reminding me, helping me put on the mind of Christ. Sometimes I feel battered, I feel bruised. And yet, with you, always with you, I remember that I am brave and I'm bold and I've come through so much. Thank you, God, for reminding me, this is me. And so it is. Thank you, God. As we open our eyes into this day, let's just whisper together. Ashamed of all my scars, run away.
leave. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I'm ignored apologies. This is me.
Tell them, Leo. Thank you guys.